Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today I am pleased to be joined by Sherry Sherwood, who is the CEO of Living Alternatives, which is the organization that owns the Pregnancy Resource Center in Hillsborough. Sherry, thank you for joining me today. First off, can you tell me a little bit about Living Alternatives and what it is you do?
Yes, our organization started in 1985, just kind of in a response to a need in the community for a place for women to go. So what we do is we help provide pregnancy verification for women in our community if they're wondering whether or not they're pregnant or how far along they are, or they're just not quite prepared for parenthood and want some help, then we are here for them. It's a support system. We have parenting education program for anyone who is choosing to parent, who wants to learn a little bit more about what it means to be a mom or a dad, how to take care of a newborn, what to expect in labor and delivery, all of that fun stuff. We also offer adoption support for those moms who aren't quite ready to be a mom and would like to look into adoption. We're just a safe place for her to explore that option and ask her questions before she makes her final decision.
About how many pregnancy resource centers do you own, or maybe they're not called that, but how many resource centers do you guys oversee, I guess?
We have 10 in the state of Illinois and 2 in Indiana.
And you've got a banquet coming up here in the south central part of the state in Illinois. It's going to be coming up in Hillsborough. That's October 17th. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Will you be in attendance there?
Absolutely. I can't wait. There. We are a nonprofit organization. We don't take any money from the state or from the federal government as well. So all of our funds are raised through businesses and churches and individuals in the community who support us. So these fundraising events are really big for us and help us prepare for the budget for the coming year and just see what we can afford to do as far as hiring staff and location, and then being able to get all the resources we need to really meet the needs of the clients who come in our doors. So these are really important fundraising events for us. We don't charge for any of our services. So when she comes to us, whether she's in need of help with material assistance and getting ready or education, pregnancy tests, someone to talk to, even if she wants to attend one of our retreats, then there's no cost for her at all in participating in any of our services, which is why we raise lots of money through fundraising events and going around and talking to individuals and groups about what we do and trying to build support around our ministry.
Sure, sure. Are you selling tickets to this banquet on the 17th?
We are not. Thanks to the generosity of lots of underwriters, we have the cost for this event completely covered already. So all you have to do is come. It's an RSVP event, so we are taking reservations. And at the end of the evening, there will be an opportunity to make a financial gift to the Ministry of Living Alternatives at the end of the night. And that money will be specific for the Pregnancy Resource Center in Hillsborough. So all the money that comes in that night, or pledges as well that come in of people who are saying, this is the gift I'd like to give in the next 12 months, all of that will go to help the Pregnancy Resource Center right there in Hillsborough.
And if somebody would like to RSVP to this event, is there a deadline they need to do it by?
By the end of next week would be very helpful, just so that we make sure that we have enough food prepared. So if they could let us know really probably by the end of next week, that would be great.
What all is going to be going on during this banquet? What's the schedule of events for the evening?
Sure. We have a beautiful video testimony of a client who was helped at the pregnancy center that we will be showing. We are also going to hear from our director, Allison Johnson, as she shares about what's happening right there at the Hillsborough Pregnancy Center. And then we have a special guest coming in for the night. Her name is Lori Haynes. She is the director of our post-abortion services for Living Alternatives. So if someone has an abortion in their past that has really caused them a lot of grief and regret, pain, and they would like to go to one of these retreats, they can just kind of have this experience of getting deeper in their healing process and really stepping into an environment with others who have similar stories and just kind of talking through that and getting to a healthier place in life to kind of be able to move beyond it. Lori heads up that program, and she's going to come and share her own story, as well as speak of the lives of so many men and women who are really being transformed right now through that ministry of Living Alternatives.
Sure, and so many times, you know, we hear about abortions, and people may think, well, it's a one-time procedure, but really the effects afterwards are not discussed enough.
That's correct, yes. A lot of people really suffer for years to come with this secret. A lot of times it's a secret they hold inside, and they begin to experience depression and different things, and they just can't speak of what's causing it. Some end up finding themselves addicted to a substance or getting into an abusive relationship. There are just a lot of different ways that their lives can really spiral downward. Some people, it's just kind of this heaviness that sits over them, and these retreats really allow them to speak the truth out loud and really get past all that grief and that hurt.
And again, if somebody would like to RSVP to this event, you said they need to do it probably within the next 10 days. How would they go about doing that?
Well, you could call us at 217-532-2241, or you can send an email if you'd like to Montgomery County@hopeforafuture.com.
All right, sounds good. And does the Living Alternatives or the Pregnancy Resource Center have a website in case someone would like any more information about your organization?
Absolutely. Our website is hopeforafuture.com. And if someone wanted to go to that, they would see all the information about the upcoming events, as well as all the different services we provide in the different locations that we're at. It would really answer a lot of questions about the ministry. Even if they wanted to know the values that we stand on and what our mission statement is, it would all be right there on that website at hopeforafuture.com.
All right, sounds good. Sherry Sherwood, CEO of Living Alternatives, joining me today. Sherry, was there anything else you wanted to mention about Living Alternatives or about the Pregnancy Resource Center banquet that's coming up?
Well, we are just really excited about this event. We didn't have an event last year because our doors were actually closed as we were trying to decide whether or not we had enough support to reopen after we sold our building in Litchfield. So this is a huge event for us coming up because it symbolizes the fact that we were able to get the ministry back up and going right there in Montgomery County. We moved from Litchfield to Hillsboro, still reaching out to the entire county. And we're just really excited. We're going to be coming together to celebrate how that happened and how a year later our doors are open and we're meeting with women in the community and wonderful things are happening and what we'd like to do even in the coming year. So we are very, very excited about that.
So pretty much like a grand reopening to say.
Absolutely.
Again, that is Sherry Sherwood, who is the CEO of Living Alternatives, who owns the Pregnancy Resource Center in Hillsboro. And that's going to do it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.